And now, Skin Deep on CJAD with dermatologist Dr. Ronnie Monk, answering your questions about your skin health and aesthetic procedures.
Good evening. It's 7:06, 5 degrees right now in downtown Montreal. It's your host, Kelly Alexander, with you alongside Dr. Ronnie Monk. Thank you so much for joining us on the show. And don't forget, if you'd like to reach out to Dr. Monk, he's here until 8 o'clock, 514-790-0800 by phone and 514-800 by text. And we'd love your first name in the text. If you do send one, it makes our lives a little bit more interesting to be able to say who we're talking about. Ronnie, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I am fantastic. I was eyeing your new iPhone.
I love it. So I'm very much a tech guy.
Yes.
Anybody who knows me knows I love technology. That's why I love what I do, right? I do a lot of laser stuff and always dealing with technology. So when that new iPhone got launched, I had to get it.
Yeah, and your eyes light up, which I appreciate because that's what happens when I get new tech gear. If I get new audio stuff, I'm beaming. So I totally understand it. So we've got lots to talk about on the show tonight. I did want to mention right off the hop that you are only one more sleep away from a big event at your clinic tomorrow night.
Yeah.
They have a VIP skincare event happening where people can actually get some consultation from you and then also meet your team and then also get some consultations with regards to skincare and so on and so forth. So some limited spaces, though, only. Right?
You know, we get a lot of feedback from people. They work hard. It's hard to get to the office during working hours.
Yep.
So we thought it would be fun to host this event. It's after work. It's from 6 to 9.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, I'm going to be there. You know, it's by appointment with me, but I'm going to be doing consultations for injections or for anything cosmetic, any cosmetic concerns during the evening. And at the same time, my team will be at JAG, which is the adjacent skincare store, and they will be providing free consultations for skincare products, getting yourself on a good anti-aging regimen, good sunscreens.
Mm-hmm.
So any kind of skincare concerns with cosmeceuticals, they can address those. And that's a free visit, and you can just come meet my team, get some good skincare advice. It'll be a fun evening.
And Jamie, who is one of your consultants, I would say, is awesome.
Jamie's great.
She's just so sweet, first of all, and then like non-pushy about anything. And she really wants to understand, you know, you and then what you want to get out of the experience.
Yeah.
And so then she works with you.
For anybody who knows Jamie Siegel, so she's my skincare consultant. She really cares about, you know, you loving your skin.
Yes.
I mean, that is our philosophy. Mm-hmm. We just want all our patients to love their skin, and we work with you. And Jamie is very attentive, and she, you know, I've taught her everything she needs to know about skincare. So even if I'm not there, Jamie can address your skincare concerns 100%, and she's very knowledgeable and very qualified.
Very much so. And if you'd like to reach out to try to be a part of this VIP skincare experience, which is happening tomorrow night, you can call them at 514-937-2757, 514-937-2757. And of course, you can check out the website as well, monkmd.com. So I actually wanted to talk to you a little bit before we get into some of the nuts and bolts of you know, lasers. We're going to talk about that a little bit later. We're going to talk about tattoos a little bit later. I often wonder why doctors do what they do, like why they choose to be or take that road as a specialty. And so I wanted to ask you, why did you actually choose to become a dermatologist?
Yeah, you know, what's funny was during medical school, I didn't know what specialty I wanted to do, but I actually was quite close with Fred Balboul, who's a dermatologist in the community, and I knew him because his daughter went to school with my brother, and all I knew when I was in medical school was I did not like what he did, and I did not like dermatology, which is so interesting because obviously I'm a dermatologist, but that I thought it was just a gory specialty. I didn't think I would like it. I always thought I wanted to be a surgeon, like a plastic surgeon or ear, nose, and throat surgeon. And then as I did medical school, I realized that I didn't love operating and I didn't love being in the OR and being on my feet all day. So I looked at other specialties. And once I actually tried dermatology, I just fell in love with it.
Wow.
Because it's a very visual specialty. Obviously, I mean, you have to see something to diagnose. diagnose it. And that's what I do on a daily basis. And the other thing with it is, as opposed to other specialties, you know, like a cardiologist, you deal with the heart, it's internal. Yes, of course, you help people, but you don't see that help off the bat. Whereas with dermatology, what I do, I feel is extremely rewarding because, you know, I take off skin cancers, I take off moles. I also specialize in cosmetics. So I do a lot of injections. And these are things that you instantly see and they're instantly gratifying. And I've always been a people pleaser. I just want to please my patients. I want people to love their skin. I want people to love their results. And so, you know, it was just such a suiting specialty for me. And I, you know, I couldn't be happier being in that specialty.
And can you give us an idea, like starting in post-secondary, how long it actually took you to get where you are today?
It's a long process. Okay. So I actually did pre-medical program.
Okay.
So I shaved off 2 years because I never did an undergrad at university.
Okay.
So I went straight from CGEP into pre-med. Pre-med is 5 years. So it's 1 year of pre-med and then 4 years of medical school. Then to become a specialist or a dermatologist, it's an additional 5 years of training.
Wow.
So that's where you're actually in the hospital, you're a resident, you're learning under other staff dermatologists. That's where I worked with Fred Balboul and other great specialists, learned great knowledge from them and had great experiences. So that was 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
And then I actually went away to Ottawa for another year to really gain an understanding and specialization in laser medicine and aesthetics.
Wow.
So, you know, I spent a year doing different types of lasers, mole removals with laser, skin cancer removal with laser, did a lot of injections with Botox fillers. But you know what? That's what it takes to really become competent and really practice aesthetics in a very safe way. So I spent a full year really focusing on just aesthetics. And because of that, I really felt comfortable off the bat to come back and start my own practice. So opened up my practice in 2014, and it's been almost 5 years now, or 4 years, and it's been great. Haven't looked back.
I have to ask you this, knowing just how much work and focus and determination it takes to become, you know, a physician like yourself and specializing as being a dermatologist, what do you do for fun? Because it seems like you have to study so hard. And so how do you balance out both sides of your personality and your brain?
It's a great question. I studied extremely hard to get where I am, and I'm a perfectionist. So everything I do, I try to really perfect. And so when I was dermatology, doing my training, I was reading and studying nonstop. But I mean, you always have to maintain balance because that's how you keep healthy. So for me, I mean, I am married. I have three young daughters. You know, I've been with my wife now for 10 years, but we've been together for 16 years.
Wow.
So we were high school sweethearts. So we've been together always. And obviously, she's been by my side the whole way. What else do I do? I mean, I love working out. I'm a gym fanatic. I do a lot of weight training.
Okay.
So actually, before work, every morning, I'll go to the gym and I'll weight train. I'm just obsessed with it.
Okay.
I play hockey once a week with my buddies. What else do I do?
That's pretty much all you have time for.
I don't have time for anything else, to be honest. But it's fun. It's all fun.
That is awesome. And I think it's really great that you take the time to have like a you know, a physical regimen going on, because I think you, no matter what job you do, whether you're a lawyer, a doctor, if you're an accountant, whatever it is, and you get bogged down in your work and you don't take care of the physical aspects of yourself, then your mental game is off anyway.
Oh, 100%. And so, I'll tell you something that's so interesting. We look at skin health, and there's more and more studies coming out now that skin, I mean, we know that the skin is the external, you know, factor to the entire body.
Mm-hmm.
But when we have healthy skin, it also says something about our internal health.
Oh, great.
So there's more and more research coming out showing that, you know, if you have glowy skin, even skin, beautiful skin.
Yeah.
We think that that means that even internally, you're a healthier person. So what people are actually studying now is that if doing laser or doing treatments to externally improve your skin tone and improve the quality of your skin, if there's actually an impact on your health from an internal standpoint. Because like I said, if you're healthier on the inside, your skin is healthier on the outside, as long as you're doing the proper things, right? If you're in the sun all day and you have lots of sun damage and so forth, yes, your skin's not going to look good, even though internally you might be healthy. But if you're well-balanced inside, it reflects in your skin. And we're looking at if the reverse is true. If we can improve your skin from the outside, does that impact your internal health? It's really interesting. I don't know the answer to that.
One day we'll know. 514-790-0800 by phone and 514-800 by text. We're going to get to your calls and texts coming up in just a sec. Also, we're going to talk about tattoo removal and Belkyra and all these sort of good things that we love to talk about on Skin Deep with Dr. Ronnie Monk. Your host, Kelly Alexander, with you. It's 7:15. Let's head off to the CJD Traffic Center with Jill Fitzgerald. Good evening. Thank you so much for joining us on Skin Deep with Dr. Ronnie Monk. It's your host, Kelly Alexander, with you, of course, alongside the awesome Dr. Ronnie. We are here until 8 o'clock, 514-790-0800 by phone and 514-800 by text. And we'd love for you to put your first name in the text, if you don't mind. The line's lighting up. BB, you have a chemical peel question for Dr. Monk?
Yes. I'd like to know how many chemical peels that someone can take before see the result. And another one, do the pico laser... when you did the molasses, does it come back when you did with the pico laser?
So, BB, for melasma, for people that don't know, melasma is a skin condition where you get a lot of pigmentation on your skin. There's three real factors with melasma. Number one, it's genetic. Number two, culture and ethnicity makes a difference. It's most common in Latin Americans, darker skin types, but I see it in white people too. And number three is the sun. So those are the three factors with melasma. Chemical peels is a good treatment for melasma because it does help even out the skin tone and fade the pigment. Depends on the strength of the chemical peels. You know, I'd say to really start to see a nice improvement with a low to medium grade peel, would probably take anywhere from 4 to 6 peels. Usually in my office, we do them every 2 to 4 weeks. Not too much downtime in between peels. You know, most people will get a peel effect for 2 to 3 days after a chemical peel, but it is an excellent, excellent option for melasma. But what's important, BB, at the same time is we always combine it with good skincare. So creams that also help prevent pigment, lighten the pigment, for sure a sunscreen on a regular basis is the most important thing. So that's what I would say about chemical peels. In terms of laser, for melasma or for pigmentation, you know, I do use a tattoo removal laser, like a pico laser for pigmentation. But it often does also take multiple treatments. And unfortunately, the truth is with melasma, it is a chronic condition. So if you get any sun exposure, the pigmentation comes back fairly quickly, which is why you do need maintenance treatments. You do need to keep on your skin care. And if you're doing the right things with your skin can look amazing. So just because you have melasma doesn't mean you can't have beautiful skin, but you have to work on it.
BB, thank you so much for the call. 514-790-0800 by phone and 514-800 by text. Ronnie, we actually had a text come in to 514-800 from Linda, and she has a question with regards to tattoo removal. She's got two of them, it sounds like, where one is colored with many colors. Mm-hmm. I guess like a rainbowy situation going on, and then the other one is just the black ink. And she has like fair skin with freckles. Is that doable? Can you help her out? Can someone help her out?
Yeah, so fair skin with tattoos. Fair skins always do the best with lasers.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, because lower risks of getting any pigmentation problems down the line. So fair skins, yes, great candidate. Black tattoos are fantastic. They do amazing with tattoo removal lasers. Mm-hmm. The best lasers on the market today for tattoo removal are pico lasers. So those are newer technology with very, very, very short pulse durations. And because they're so short, it's much more specific for the tattoo ink. So practically speaking, what that means is fewer treatments are needed, less painful than the old technology, more effective results. I have a pico laser in my office. We do a lot of tattoo removals. The black inks are really responsive and do very, very well. Takes a few treatments, anywhere I'd say from 3 to 6 sessions is what you can expect, mm-hmm. but they fade really, really nicely. The rainbows are another story.
Okay.
Now, they fade nicely, the rainbows, but the different colors respond differently.
Oh, wow.
So what's nice, for example, with my tattoo removal laser in my office is that there's 3 different wavelengths. So depending on the type of color, we can really target and set the laser to really be specific for individual colors, which is different than older technologies that can't do this and they weren't as specific, which is why you hear stories where people would get some scarring or some discoloration after the laser. Truth is, with the newer technologies like the pico laser I have in my office, the clearance rates are better. We don't scar the skin. The skin heals very well. The question is, can we clear the tattoo completely? And that's variable. It's not always possible to clear a tattoo completely, but what we can do really well is fade the tattoo colors really nicely so that either, you know, it's barely perceptible, or some people like to cover up their tattoo with a secondary tattoo, which is doable, you know, as long as we can fade those colors nicely. So you can tell Linda it is, mm-hmm. I think,
yeah, Linda,
that there definitely is something we could do. The first step is really to make a consultation, have us assess the tattoo properly, and we'll discuss ways we can improve it.
And with regards to the, I know you said the fair skin is, you know, you can work with that. Do freckles play a part though? Is that a problem, or you can work through the freckles? Like,
well, you know, if we're treating a tattoo,
yeah,
we're really specific for the tattoo.
Okay.
So we just treat over the tattoo.
Okay.
But what's interesting is these tattoo removal lasers, they're so effective for pigmentation. So in my office, we actually use these types of lasers to treat flat moles. So
okay.
If you have flat moles on your face, for example, you want to clear them.
Mm-hmm.
These are the lasers we would use because they target just the pigmentation, not the skin. So you don't get a scar after treatment.
Okay.
So any, you know, birthmarks that are pigmentation, melasma we treat, anything that's pigment related we do with this laser. The other thing we do with this laser is photo rejuvenation. So that's basically a full face rejuvenation procedure,
mm-hmm.
where we can basically lighten up all your sun damage, freckles.
Oh, wow.
And at the same time it remodels collagen and tightens the skin. So it's a really nice non-invasive way to improve skin quality and even out your skin tone. So I love these tattoo removal lasers because they've done a lot in my practice.
Perfect. You are listening to Skin Deep with Dr. Ronnie Monk. Don't forget to follow him on Instagram. He's got a lot going on, and I actually have a couple of questions to ask him after the news about some things I've seen on his Instagram account, which I can't wait to bring up. You can follow him though, Dr. Ronnie Monk, on Instagram and on Facebook as well. You are listening to Skin Deep with Dr. Ronnie Monk on CJAD. Thank you so much for joining us on the show. It's your host, Kelly Alexander, alongside Dr. Ronnie Monk, 514-790-0800 by phone and 514-800 by text. Dr. Monk here until 8 o'clock. We have some texts we're going to get to in just a sec, but I wanted to bring up, first of all, I follow you, of course, on your Instagram, at Dr. Ronnie Monk. And the other day, it came up in my feed, and you were doing some kind of business with leg veins.
Yep.
Can you explain what was happening in that video?
Yeah, I mean, if you watch that video, you'll see that, you know, with the laser, the veins disappear instantly. Probably one of the most rewarding treatments we do in the office. So we use a 1064 laser, which is basically a laser that targets those deep veins really effectively.
Okay.
It's great for little spider veins. It's great for some bigger veins. You know, if you have these big, bulky blue veins that you could really feel when you run your fingers across your leg,
yeah,
it's not for you. It's not for these huge veins. But if you have medium to small size veins, laser's great. It's not too painful. I'd say it's less uncomfortable than injections. You know, a lot of people do sclerotherapy, mm-hmm. injections into the veins. It's not as uncomfortable as that. It's a deep heat, but it's very bearable. And what's so rewarding is, you know, and if you watch that video, as soon as we treat those veins, they collapse instantly. So we do it quite a bit. It usually takes 2 to 3 sessions to really clear out the veins. And then a lot of our patients will maintain because we always get new veins over time. So a lot of my patients will see me on a 6-month basis, and we'll treat those for them.
Perfect. Now, and I should mention again, people should follow you on Instagram just because you post these videos, and it's awesome because it's super informative and you get a good glimpse into some of the work that you do. Because again, I think for people that don't know or who have an antiquated view of maybe what a dermatologist is,
yeah,
they might be scared to go see you even. You
absolutely
know what I mean? And this way you don't feel that way at all.
Well, I use Instagram as a way to show people the types of procedures that we do in the office. I also, you know, think it's fun. I just like posting pictures. I take some personal pictures of the family. I do some fun shots at the office, but it's just fun. You know, it's a part of my day-to-day operations, and mm-hmm. it's just fun to let people know what we can do in the office, how we can improve the skin, what types of treatments are available. That's what I love about this industry, is everything is constantly evolving, and so I'm very up-to-date, and I want my patients to have the best, and I want to show them what we can do for them.
And if you'd like to reach out to Dr. Monk at his office, 514-937-2757, 514-937-2757, the website monkmd.com. We've had some texts come in to 514-800. Is eczema related to an internal health issue?
There's a lot of different types of eczema. Usually it's really just surface. It's just on the skin. Most common type of eczema is what we call atopic eczema. And that's probably, you know, it's a genetic type of eczema where you're just genetically prone to it. Usually it's associated with asthma, hay fever, but that's called the atopic triad. So the allergic type of triad. You could get eczema for all sorts of reasons. If your skin is overly dry, you can easily develop eczema. Eczema is just red, itchy, irritated, inflamed skin. So that could happen for many number of reasons. Dryness is one. Irritation is another. You know, if you're constantly washing your hands throughout the day, inevitably you're going to develop eczema on your hands. So there's lots and lots of possibilities as to why it happens, but usually the cure or the solution is to moisturize more. We don't moisturize our skins enough. Mm-hmm. And the truth is, in cold weather like it is today, I mean, it's inevitable that our skin is just going to be super dry. So moisturizing at least a couple times a day is really important. I tell my patients no hot water, constant moisture. But eczema is really not internal. It's more external.
514-790-0800 by phone and 514-800 by text. I'm going to read you this text because I think it'll probably make sense to you. It doesn't make sense to me. But what about the new threading for under the skin? What does that mean?
So threading is not approved in Canada.
Okay.
But it has been used in the US now for a number of years. And these are basically little threads that we can place right under the skin, for example, in the cheek area. And you pull these threads up and it kind of acts like a lifting.
You're right.
Non-invasive lifting, because it's instant. And, you know, the threads tend to stay in place and they help the skin stay up. I'm not sold on it. I mean, I looked into it. Like I said, it's not Health Canada approved, so there aren't many people in Canada doing this. But I've looked into it. I'm not convinced, because I don't think that those threads last too long. Mm-hmm. The longevity is just not there. And the truth is, I mean, I specialize in fillers and Botox, and I get incredible lifting types results using hyaluronic acid fillers. So these are fillers that, you know, are natural. We all have the hyaluronic acid when we're young. We lose it over time. And by injecting this jelly-like substance back into the skin, it hydrates. It's amazing for skin texture, but it's incredible how the newer age fillers can lift non-invasively. Mm-hmm. And as long as it's done properly, it looks extremely natural. Like I say all the time, Kelly, if you know somebody's had injections, it's usually not a good job.
Right.
Okay. It should be subtle. It should look very natural. And what I love to do is I love to inject cheeks, for example, and I place the filler all along the cheek. And when I inject the cheek, everything lifts up. Injecting the mid face, like the cheek, helps the lower face lift. So you could get these non-invasive face lift type lifting with fillers. And because of that, I don't know if the threads are going to make their way into my practice, but they are out there and people are using them. So it's important to be aware of them. I'm not convinced on them.
Jarius texted in to 514-800 and his text is kind of long, so I'll basically condense it, saying that it sounds like he got a tattoo and there was mistakes made in the tattoo, and he would like part of the tattoo lasered off.
Yep.
And then part B of the question is, once that would be lasered off, how long would it take him to then be able to go and get it reshaded?
So that's something we commonly do. We commonly will treat part of a tattoo. You know, if a tattoo artist, for example, made a mistake in a little area, we'll just target that area. We'll fade it nicely so that the tattoo artist can then go and fix their mistake. That's a good example. If somebody has a tattoo and, for example, they have the name of their ex-girlfriend embedded in the tattoo.
Don't do it.
We could just tattoo out the name part of the tattoo and leave the rest intact. It may not look amazing, but we can fade that nicely so that they could go back to their tattoo artist and have it touched up, and then it'll look fantastic. So yes, we can definitely target parts of tattoos with the laser.
Okay.
What's really important is that we work together and we listen to your goals and what you want to achieve with your removal, and we help you get there.
514-790-0800 by phone and 514-800 by text if you've got questions for Dr. Ronnie Monk. He is here until 8 o'clock. And again, don't forget to reach out to him at his office, 514-937-2757, and the website monkmd.com. It's Kelly Alexander with you, 745. Time head off to the CJD Traffic Center. And here comes the lovely Jill Fitzgerald. Thank you so much for joining us on Skin Deep with Dr. Ronnie Monk. It's your host, Kelly Alexander. Thank you so much for all the calls and texts that are coming in to 514-790-0800 by phone and 514-800 by text. And we're going to head right off to the phone. Sandra, you have a vitiligo question?
Yes, hi. I have a question. Both my boys were diagnosed with vitiligo. One of them is about 18 years old, started about 3 years ago. And the other one is 20 and developed it about a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
So we tried a few sessions of phototherapy 3 times a week with little and no results. And then somebody mentioned to me that laser could work.
Yeah, so I'll just go over vitiligo for those that don't know. So vitiligo is basically an autoimmune condition where your immune system attacks the pigmentation of your skin. And this is what Michael Jackson had, but you know, there's different grades of it. And sometimes it's very, very localized where people will get a little patch on their cheek or a little patch on their hands and that's it. Whereas in other cases, like with Michael Jackson, it can be more extensive and you can really lose a lot or most of your pigmentation. So it is a familial thing. It is genetic, and doesn't mean if you have vitiligo, your kids are going to have it, but it means that they're there's a higher likelihood of them getting it. In terms of treatment, there is a laser. You know, the best treatments really are using cortisone creams, because cortisone creams reduce inflammation, and there is inflammation in those areas. So sometimes that is helpful to bring back pigment. Phototherapy, going under ultraviolet light, is also helpful, because ultraviolet light will sometimes help stimulate repigmentation. You know, when that fails, there is another option. So there's something called an excimer laser, which is basically a laser that's at 308 nanometers. And that's that wavelength of the laser is actually in ultraviolet light. So it's a little bit more precise than somebody just going into a phototherapy booth, which is a big booth full of little ultraviolet lights. A little bit more precise, maybe a little bit more effective, but it's pretty similar in all honesty to phototherapy. So if they didn't respond to the phototherapy, then I don't know if they'll necessarily respond to that excimer laser. I think, Sandra, what I would recommend is really optimizing them in terms of their creams, making sure that they've done the cortisones and the phototherapy at the same time.
Yeah.
And then if they've done that and there's still no results, then I would basically look, because there are some people that are doing this experimental punch grafting for vitiligo.
What's it called?
It's called punch grafting for vitiligo.
Okay.
So look it up. I don't know, to be honest, who's doing it in the city. I am not, but look it up. It's interesting data, and I've heard promising results on it. So that's what I'd recommend.
Great. Good to know. Thank you very much, Doctor.
Sandra, thank you so much for the call. 514-790-0800 by phone and 514-800 by text. A text has come in. How do you get rid of red and white stretch marks?
Everybody has stretch marks, don't we?
I think so.
But red and white stretch marks are different, actually. So the red stretch marks, we actually treat in my office with a vascular laser. So this is a laser that targets vessels. And if we treat the red stretch marks, what happens with the laser is, first of all, it's a very gentle laser. So there's really no healing, there's no pain. And all that happens is we could fade the red out of the stretch marks really well, so that, you know, if they're not as red and angry, they look a lot better. So that's how I would treat red stretch marks. In terms of the white stretch marks, if those are bothersome for you, then I actually use lasers that resurface. So these are lasers that basically will stimulate collagen, drill little holes into the stretch marks, stimulate the collagen to remodel and tighten. So we can't necessarily get rid of a stretch mark 100%, but after a few sessions with the laser treatment, they'll be much, you know, the skin will be thicker, it'll be healthier, the stretch marks will be much more subtle, more blended into the surrounding skin. So laser treatment is actually great for stretch marks. And if you're concerned about it, for sure, you know, give my office a call. I'd be happy to see you. And there are definitely solutions out there.
And his office line, by the way, 514-937-2757, 514-937-2757. I did want to ask you again, sort of back to your social media. I saw something again recently on your social media about Belkyra. Can you quickly explain what that is?
Yeah, so Belkyra is an injectable now. It's been out in Canada. It's almost 2 years that it's been out. But it's basically, it's also called Kybella in the US where it's been out longer. But this is an injection that I inject into the double chin area.
Okay.
So anybody that has a double chin, you know, this is basically a substance. It's called deoxycholic acid. And when it's injected into fat, it permanently digests out those fat cells. So, you know, in the past, it was always liposuction, surgery. It was the only way to reduce your double chin. Now we have a non-invasive alternative to surgery. Not much downtime. Yes, there's a little bit of swelling associated with it, but I just do a few little pokes into the fat, injecting the substance. And over the course of a few weeks to a couple months, those fat cells really die and they don't come back. So it's really impressive how it will contour the neck and the jawline. And you can, you know, if you suffer from that double chin, men and women both suffer from it. It's a great treatment alternative.
Now, if you want to follow Dr. Monk, by the way, on his social media, basically you can just type in Ronnie Monk, M-U-N-K, and it'll pop up whether it's Instagram or Facebook. Again, Instagram, I love following you on that because it's just, well, it's like, I never wanted to be a doctor, but I feel like I can live vicariously through through what you're doing when I see these little videos of the many different procedures that you're doing. So definitely check them out.
Can I just mention one more thing? So, you know, we have people that have double chins because it is a common problem. And oftentimes it's regardless of diet, exercise, it's a genetic thing. And even though you might be slim, you may have that chin fullness or that fullness right under the chin. But some people are, you know, terrified of needles, don't like injections. Honestly, Belkyra is not bad at all.
Okay.
It's relatively painless compared to surgery.
Mm-hmm.
But for people that are needle phobic, we do another treatment for that area also, which we've had great success with, which is CoolSculpting.
Right.
So we've talked CoolSculpting many times on the show, but CoolSculpting is basically a technology that freezes the fat. And by freezing the fat, you kill the fat cells. They develop these crystals internally, they break open and die. And we use CoolSculpting all over the body. I mean, if you want to sculpt your abdomen, you want those six-pack abs, we could do it. If you have rolls on your back, under your bra, you have a jelly roll under your bottom, we could target all those areas. But there's also a handpiece for the double chin area.
And I've seen it. You showed me at your office.
Yes, I did. And it's incredible how there's no downtime. There's minimal pain. And in a couple sessions, it takes anywhere from 2 to 3 sessions on average. The results with CoolSculpting are phenomenal. But in the double chin area, it's amazing how we could give you that tapered jawline, get rid of that fat, contour the neck. It's incredible.
So we're out of time. Please say goodnight to your young ladies.
I hope they're listening to me. They're so excited when I come on air. You know why they're so excited? Because they get to watch 2 TV shows instead of one. So I hope they're listening to me. I love Gabby, Jamie, and Avery. And it's bedtime, but I hope they wait up for me so I can see them.
Perfect. So, Dr. Monk, thank you so much for this. Again, if you'd like to reach out to Dr. Ronnie Monk at his office, 514-937-2757, the website monkmd.com. My thanks to Dave Simon for pushing all the right buttons. My name is Kelly Alexander. Coming up after the news, it's The Nightside with John Pohl on CJAD.